She hasn't got the lights on yet.
I'm waiting for the lights to go on and her to say nod at me. Good morning. We are opening today's House Revenue Committee, and we are going to start with a public hearing, and I'm going to open a public hearing on House Bill 3078. Mr. Warner, would you tell us what this bill does?
Thank you, Madam Chair. What 3078 does is it expands the investment options for the Oregon Growth Account, and the Oregon Growth Account Board to include loans to small business corporations operating in traded sector markets. There is a reference to what a small business corporation is in statute, and that's reference is made. A small business corporation, one of the features is it would have less than 200 employees, but there's a number of other provisions, too, in the current statute. The Oregon Growth Account, just to remind you, last session, there was a change in the revenue flowing into it. It is a sub-account within the Education Stability Fund, originally in the Education Endowment Fund. It's designed to provide the funding for venture capital, and the growth account has traditionally received 10% of the revenue flowing into the Education Stability Fund. You modified that flow last session in 2009. And reduce the amount flowing into the account from 10% to 5%. And that will be in place for 4 years, July 1 of 2009 to July 1 of 2013. And the projection is that the growth account will receive about $10.1 million in new revenue in 2011-13.
Thank you. Representative Reed, I notice you're one of the sponsors. Do you have any words of wisdom for us? You and I are aware of this through our work with Oregon Inc.
Right.
And this is basically an expansion, a small expansion, I think.
Madam Chair, I think that's right. The growth account has done some good things, and I think the intent of the bill is simply to allow it to do some more things and have some more options. I signed on as a co-sponsor. I was not the initiator of the bill, but I like that the notion of its permissive nature and allowing the growth account to do more things.
Okay. Questions? Have we got anyone signed up to testify? No. No one signed up to testify. Anyone like to testify? Okay, then I'm going to close the public hearing on House Bill 3078, and I'm going to open a work session on House Bill 2612. Paul, this is...
That's Mazin.
That's Mazin's. This committee members is regarding some banking fund deposit aggregations.
No one signed up.
Chair Berger.
Is my intention to move this bill? Just so there's no one, Jesse?
This bill we've heard back on the 8th of March, and it came before that from the committee on business and labor, and you heard the discussion at one point. This is a definitional type of change, as was described by the state treasurer, and then our revenue impact on it is no revenue. The fiscal statement on it is minimal, and you have previously seen the letter from the state treasurer on this. And I'm sure that you also have in your file a letter that you got from the business and labor department.
Okay. Questions of Mazin? Do we have all of the necessary documents to send this to the floor at the fiscal and the...
We do, Madam Chair. It's a no revenue impact and a minimum fiscal.
Thank you. Okay, Barnard.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2612 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Barnhart moves House Bill 2612 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any
Simply a quick comment, if I may. This bill is a pretty simple thing, and it is part of of several bills that are intended to get the funds that the public funds that the banks receive as liquid as is prudent in order to continue the necessary business development, economic development, job growth in Oregon. And it's one piece of it.
Good bill. Thank you. Any objection to the motion? So ordered. Representative Barnhart, would you like to carry this on the House floor?
Sure.
Thank you. And I'm closing the work session on House Bill 2612, and I'm opening a work session on House Bill 3379. We're going to do a quick staff switch. This one, I understand, has a referral to Ways and Means.
Yes.
Dave, would you like to explain this one? We heard this one, too.
Yes. Madam Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 3379 allows any state agency to establish voluntary contribution programs that allow persons to make voluntary contribution to be used for projects. Identify the agency as worthy of funding and of interest to the public, but for which nor inadequate funding sources exist. We discussed the permissive nature of this bill. It's voluntary and it's permissive. To Ways and Means.
Thank you. Questions of Day? Questions of its sponsor? Do we want to speak to this bill?
Well, if I may, just very briefly, this came out of a conversation that Representative Buckley and I had on the floor after his bill that would have established this kind of an account for one agency was first read. And after a short conversation, we agreed that this would be a good idea. No one showed up for the public hearing. I would say that the Department of Administrative Services, on a couple of other bills that I have had, has been very active in their response because they wanted changes. The fact that they didn't show up here suggests to me that they're okay with the bill. So would you like a motion?
Yes, Mr.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, I move, what is this bill? House Bill 3379 to the floor with a due pass recommendation and a subsequent referral to the committee, the Joint Committee on Ways and Means.
Representative Barnhart moves House Bill 3379 to the floor with a due pass recommendation and a subsequent referral to the Committee on Ways and Means. Any further discussion? Any objection? So ordered. This goes to Ways and Means. We don't need a carrier. And I'm going to close the work session on House Bill 3379. And without anything else for the good of the order, I'm going to close today's Revenue Committee hearing. And I think that I deserve a medal for 10 minutes in and out.
I agree.